Welcome to Is This Going to Cause an Argument, a weekly podcast. I'm your host, Marcus Tanksley, and the other host is my lovely wife of almost 10 years, Angela Keita Moore Tanksley.
In this podcast, we tackle every single topic out there: pop culture, politics, life, love, relationships, parenting. We even take the suggestions from our listeners.
So tune in every Wednesday on SoundCloud, iTunes, or YouTube.
Listen in to our hilarious conversations to find out, is this going to cause an argument? Let's see. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Is This Going to Cause an Argument? It's been such a long time.
Yes, it has.
Yeah, it's been a very hectic time for us. And so we're just going to kind of give you all an update on what's been going on and what we hope to be doing here soon with the podcast. So for those of y'all who are not regular watchers of the vlog, my husband accidentally injured himself.
The vlog.
That Chick Angel TV. Yeah, yeah. My YouTube channel that they can go check out. Boom.
Yeah. I had to check my watch out, see how long that vlog was going to last.
Yeah. Tell them how you injured yourself.
Running. Thought I was 20.
Thought he was 20.
Ended up pulling, tearing, ripping some stuff very important. I don't even know. The doctors don't even know what it is. I just know for, 2.5 days, I could not walk at all.
He could walk, but it looked horrible.
Yeah. No, I couldn't walk. It wasn't walking. That was, I don't know what it was. I couldn't put one foot in front of the other. Even stepping across a threshold from the kitchen to the living room was
it was a lot.
Excruciating pain.
He had to take off 2 days of work.
Yeah, 2 days of work. That was Thursday and Friday through the weekend. Went and saw a total of, 3-4 doctors, emergency room visit.
Yeah.
This was, 3 weeks ago? 3.5 weeks ago?
2 weeks ago.
It was longer than 2 weeks. It was the first. Yeah, it was March 1st.
It was the first weekend of March because I was in Chicago.
It was March 1st on Wednesday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, March 1st on Wednesday.
Is when you hurt yourself.
Yeah, and today is the 26th. Mm-hmm. And I'm still at about 50%.
His walk looks a lot better.
Yeah, I walk halfway normal now, but I can't do nothing more than that. I can't even walk at a fast pace. It's just walking, and it's painful a little bit.
So, and then through all that, because we're going to bring you all the way up to date, him going to doctor's appointments and everything. Marcus is taking some drastic changes to his diet.
Yeah.
Let him know why.
Genetic or lack thereof health. High blood pressure runs on both sides of my family. So the doctor's you got high blood pressure. The second time, they're we want to put you on medicine. I was you ain't putting me on nothing. I can change my diet.
Yeah.
Deuces.
What was so crazy was,
go ahead. I have a history of having normal to high. It's been times I had a building that I used to give, one of my buildings that I was over, I used to give blood there, Providence, whatever it's called, Providence. They would come do a blood drive twice a year and I would always go. And I did that for a few years. So they we got to know them. And one time I got finished running that building. That was a 16-story building. And I used to run the stairs on my lunch break. I started at the ground floor, run to the roof and do that twice. And I just ran the stairs one time. This wasn't that long ago. It's happened a couple times. And I was I just ran stairs. It's sit down for 10 minutes, so your blood pressure, your heart rate will go down. I'm cool. They took my blood pressure. Oh, it's normal. I was okay, cool. But then other times I just go to the doctor's office and say, your blood pressure's high. So it's always been up and down, up and down.
So part of it is probably with you giving blood, it's not a big thing. A doctor's office, there's always a little extra anxiety going to the doctor.
Yeah, when I go to the doctor's office, because I got me a little machine ever since they told me that at this previous time, this most current time. So I got me a little machine to measure my own blood pressure. And it's such a drastic difference from here at the house to at the doctor's office. It's at a critical level.
This ain't right.
Oh, so I read on my little log. They were it's still, kind of high. I'm okay, I can change that.
So his blood pressure and his cholesterol wasn't where it should be. And this is
cholesterol was slightly. It wasn't that bad. They were just just don't eat fried stuff or as much red meat or whatever you're doing. Just switch it up a little bit. I was all right.
So at first we were putting everything on diet, but I kept going, Marcus, it doesn't make any sense because we eat so similar. Granted, we don't have lunch or breakfast together, but
that and I haven't been work. I ain't worked out in what 8 months.
He also hasn't worked out, but yeah. And still, I was like, gosh, it just doesn't seem right that our blood pressure would be so different. I was like, some of this has to be genetics.
Yeah, and I don't eat great, but I don't eat that bad either. Like I stray away from fried stuff all the like most of the time. I rarely eat fried stuff. I don't eat nearly as much red meat as I used to. Mm-hmm. I do watch what I eat. Like a lot of times at work, I'm just ripping and running. I'll just grab something quick. But 90% of the time, I'm trying to be careful what I eat.
He eats like your average healthy American. So yeah. For his blood pressure to be high, I was like, Marcus, check with your mama and make sure that blood pressure.
I ain't gonna tell you about that conversation. Not to yell at my mom. Like, so that means, but basically, yeah, on both sides, I have a history of high blood pressure.
So he's now taking a change in his diet because he knows he's fighting against genetics. So
I wanted to make them feel bad. Like, you know, it's because of y'all. Y'all did this to me.
And he doesn't want to have to do it through medication. Yeah, like we always trying to avoid prescriptive medications if we can just change to a healthier lifestyle that will switch us to a healthier outcome, then that's what we would prefer over medication.
Yeah, I just feel like Western medication is a money pit. Like they only give you medicine to give you more medicine.
Yeah, a lot of times it's a domino effect.
Yeah. Because it's like you have to take something to stop what the other pill was fixing and side effects of it. And then doctors are getting kicked back from any time they prescribe you something. That's why I looked at her. I'm like, no.
He's like, I ain't doing it. And it is. It becomes.
She was like, oh. I was like, no, I'm not taking nothing. I said, yeah, give me some time. I can fix this.
I will fix it. So we had that going on with him. And then, you know, the twins had their birthday. They turned 2. So we had his parents and my mom out here, and then pilot season was in full swing. And again, if you don't watch the vlog, or if you don't follow me on Instagram, which you should be at Angel the Actress, I have booked a pilot, a really big role for Fox. And a pilot, as I've mentioned before, is like the first episode of any series. And it was great role. It was going to be exciting, but I got let go of. I got fired the very first day of work. People were like, why do you call it fired? Because, you know,
that's
what
they call it. They're a bunch of jerks.
That's what it's called. I mean, they don't call it that, but the media would call it that because it's happened to me before. I've been down this road before. So basically what happened is we did the table read of the script for all the network executives, and then the network gave their notes. And I've heard so many stories between then and now, but the long of the short of it is they wanted to change the character. And
First of all, they loved Angel. Everybody was absolutely in love. Oh my God, you are a breath of fresh air. We are so glad.
At least that's what I was told now.
Everybody, they went on and on and on about her. Everybody loved Angel, which everybody always loves Angel every time she auditions.
That's not usually the problem.
But we're like, we know, just hire her.
It's usually not.
Like, oh my God,
Angel's
you're great.
She'd
just be like, I know I'm great.
No, I would never do that. But I do know that. I know that I'm talented. That's the reason why I'm out here. I am a full believer in being competent. That's the reason why a lot of things that I have ideas with, it don't always come to fruition because I'm like, am I really capable of? But once I know I'm capable of something, I pretty much know it. There's no like swaying me on that. But anyways, they wanted to tweak the character and they felt like the way they were going to change the character, I did not have that same essence as that character. And the only about that is that I'm an actress and
classically trained.
Yeah, you know, I have studied this craft for a very long time. So I think a lot of times, especially in Hollywood versus, you know, doing live stage, is that people don't realize that when I go and audition and I'm ready to play a character, I bring that character's essence into the room. Yeah, you might be getting to know me at the same time, but I think maybe my acting might be just a little too good and people feel like they know the totality of Angel. So another wonderful black female got the role. She's now in the role and I will always cheer on other women of color working in Hollywood. So while I wish that it were me because I want to work, I'm never going to badmouth another woman of color, especially a black actress, for, you know, it's a struggle for all of us out here, even the ones with names. Even, you know, I'm friends with Angela Bassett, and after, let me say acquaintances, I made it real sound like we just buddy-buddy, but we do have each other's phone numbers. She did ask about me recently.
I'm like, y'all are friends. The fact that she met, saw somebody else and asked, what's Angel been up to? You need to start, I'm going to start calling her.
Don't do it, because then it'll ruin my
life. It will, but it's going to be your fault. It'll be worth it for me. I tried.
I told you. But even she's like, you know, as long as she's been in this game, it's not like work is always guaranteed for her. I mean, luckily she's been blessed and she's a go-getter, but she's not, you know, Meryl Streep or Glenn Close where, you know, people are just...
They write roles for them. Yeah.
Yeah, like they just want them. No, so
Angela Bass probably at the level to where she might, you know, a lot of jobs she would probably turn down. But
yeah, it's still
Meryl Streep would have like a portfolio of stuff that she's ready to turn down. Like, right. I ain't doing none of this stuff.
Exactly. So if somebody at the level of Angela Bassett, which I am nowhere near, is still like, this is still somewhat of a hustle, you know, it's a hustle for people who are at my level and even a couple of steps above. So again,
this is just so damn fickle.
It is very fickle.
I can't stand it.
It is.
God.
It takes a lot of thick skin, honey. I got some of the thickest skin you are ever going to find. You can make a good purse about the skin that I got.
She'll brush it off her shoulders. I'd be taking a purse. I'd be like, can I like just meet some? Where's the building at? Where'd you meet the audition? What the person look like? Just let me talk to them real stern.
Real stern like.
I just want to bring some tears to their eyes. I can pull off. I feel a little better.
No, it does because, you know, what happens is from the creative side to the business side, so that's like the network and the studio, the people who are looking at the numbers and how much money this is going to cost and are we going to have enough people watching this show, they sometimes forget that there is a person attached to these decisions. It's not... I'm no longer a number. Once you get to me, I'm not a number. I am a mother. I'm a wife. You know, I have responsibilities that this career is supposed to be helping me fulfill those responsibilities and those needs. But even with all the punches that I got from that, from being let go to them hiring someone who basically looks like my sister, like,
there's an article. It did just be like, even the articles with, I think,
oh, the article hurt my feelings.
Tipped me over the edge is where they write, you know, they write up the little story like, oh, this show, and we brought on so-and-so replacing
Angel Lakita Moore. Like, I was just like, why I got to be in the article?
Why does that even be in there?
Yeah, my failures and my successes always are put on blast, especially a lot of people's failures aren't put on blast. They're just, especially when you're at my level. I'm not known by enough people for people to care about my failures. Yeah. But it doesn't seem to matter because they are always...
I see if it's replacing Jada Pinkett. All right, that's big. What? Hold on.
Well, Jada Pinkett more likely has moved on to something better. Right. That's why she's getting replaced. I'm like, and now Angel is unemployed.
Well, after Jada Pinkett walked off stage, walked off the set to pursue bigger things, like Angel Lakita Moore was replaced.
They might as well have put replacing Angel Lakita Moore, who is moving back to the role of unemployment. That's what they might as well have put. But again, like, you know, I have a thick skin and I realize that for some people, I'm not gonna say it's for all, but for some people this is a part of their journey as an actress. And I, without a shadow of a doubt, I remember somebody in the comments was like, you should look at Bronze Goddess, because this is a YouTuber. She kind of realized that her dream was different. She wanted to be a talk show host, and now she realizes that
it was a skin toner at Target or something.
You're so stupid. She realized that YouTube is really her new dream. She likes being able to set her own schedule, work at home, and all that stuff. Now, mind you, YouTube is now a part of my story and a part of the business that I want to grow and a part of me living out my purpose. But my dream that I am living out of being an actress, that has not changed. That has been solid since I was 5. And I don't feel like God has changed that. But today, bring you forward all the way today, we were at church. And the pastor really had some words that I felt like were in particular to me. And he spoke on like the old tradition of, I'm just waiting on God. And I know I've said that because I feel like I've put myself in position to be ready. So God bring the opportunity because I'm ready. And in this industry, you do. You wait for auditions. You wait for your manager, your agent to call you and say you have an audition. And, you know, YouTube has given me an outlet so that I'm not just waiting. I am doing something. But the thing that he said that really, like, struck me, that got me kind of emotional, is that sometimes I don't proclaim things. And he was talking about binding up things. And I realized I don't bind up this unemployment spirit that falls on me. Like, I let it happen. I'm just like, well, it wasn't meant for me. But I'm realizing that, no, somebody is out of sync in what God wants for me, and it's man's fault. You know what I'm saying? It's man's fault that I am not working. It's not God's fault. It's man's bad decisions that I'm not working. So I'm going to start binding that up right now.
Bind it up.
And he was talking about, you know, we have the authority. Look, and I'm sorry for you guys who are not Christian that watch this vlog that I'm going at such a Christian angle, but it really fired me up today because sometimes I forget that me and my Christian beliefs, that if I actually believe the words that I read in the Bible, I forget that I have authority to stop this stuff from happening instead of accepting it as, well, this is a part of my journey. This is a part of my faith. And he was like, you're going to get a double portion off of what the devil or what man is taking from you. And that's now that I had said, because I was like, they're just going to have to pay me twice this pilot season because I'm going to get paid for the pilot, which is true. I'm getting paid for the pilot that I did book, and I'm going to book another one. So, yeah, that fired me up. I was like, yeah, I need to start putting these words out into the universe, like, and not just kind of, you know, God, whatever opportunity. No.
Yeah. Stop that old Negro spiritual. Let's just wait on God.
And let's wait. He'll provide.
Now you go get it.
Yeah. I think he spoke to you with your even though I know you are working on your entrepreneurial stuff.
It's not as nearly. I ain't going nearly as hard as I need to be. I do know that.
Mm-hmm.
But part of it is procrastination.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's. The procrastination is only further enhanced with schedule and being, mm-hmm. you know, stuff around the house and now track season and all that. So it's, you know, it magnifies that procrastination, but that's what it is. And I every morning
mm-hmm.
driving to work, I set out and I tell myself, you know what? I'm going to grab some time today at work, some time at home,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to move further into it. It's doing little by little. I'm doing a little research here and this, that, and the other, but it's not nearly as hard as like sitting in a room with a lamp and paper and a computer and getting it done.
I just read an article speaking of procrastination. What did I say?
You said procrastination or something. Sound like you left your tongue in the other room.
You know what? I'm about to rip yours out and throw it in the other room. I just read an article about procrastination, and the woman said the best thing to fix it is one of those old school kitchen timers. That'll fix it.
No.
Just literally giving yourself only a limited amount of time to work. Because usually procrastination is two things. Either you're just lazy or you have, like you just said, scheduling stuff. Because of your schedule, it becomes kind of difficult. And I think, especially for me, I'm really going to invest in this daggone timer because I will get caught up in trying to finish something else when I know I need to move on to this other thing where I'm just like, this thing I will come back to. Let me move on to this. So I really feel like the timer is going to help because I know that's an issue. I've even talked about it in videos about setting time.
You just enjoy multitasking.
I do, but that's not the problem. Multitasking, I'm still getting stuff done. I sometimes don't touch the thing that needs to start moving. Like there are so many sketches that I'm supposed to have shot for you all. So many, I feel like, good sketches. And some of that is me doubting myself. You see what I was saying earlier? Until I feel competent in something, I start to doubt whether or not I'm good at it. So I'm trying to get to the point where I feel competent in my writing, where I'm just like, it's good. It's going to be funny. People are going to laugh. And if they don't laugh, at least they'll give a little smile about it. Right?
Yeah.
That's what I'm hoping. So as far as in the new things that we're going to do, so Marcus is moving forward with this healthy diet.
Yeah, I've been eating raw broccoli and vegetables every day. Yeah. I ain't talking about a little bit either, like portions that'll fill me up. I don't know if that's good or not.
He's been
I eat like a cake mix bowl of raw broccoli. Sitting there watching Everybody Loves Raymond. Crunchy.
He's getting more svelte. He doesn't like that I say that. He's getting more trim.
Yeah, I gotta get in the gym.
Yeah, but you know, but the like I said, the extra like little jiggle that you had is going away. So I know you'll be happy by the time you get into the gym. It'll just be toning and putting on bulk, good bulk. Yeah. What I think we should do, Marcus.
What should we do, Angel?
I think we should try meal prepping.
Yeah.
For the family.
We did. We should.
Because
you know how much money I would save?
Well, I mean, we'll see. Because I know a lot of times when
I'm out near the airport, you can't get lunch out there less than $15 for lunch.
Well, I don't really like meal prepping because I don't like the thought of eating the same thing every day.
See, if it's good, I can do it.
He can do it. But, you know, I'm trying to lose weight. He's trying to stay alive. So
try not to wake up dead.
I think meal prepping might be a good thing that we should try as a team. And we've never tried it as a team. Marcus has meal prepped for himself. I have meal prepped with my niece. But we've never tried it together. So I think if we try to do it as a family and see what happens. I know we would eat healthier. That is what I am certain of, is that our eating would be amazing. I'd probably drop 4 pounds.
Yeah, if I can get past lunch, meal prep for lunch, I would eat healthier.
He's so picky.
And what's something else?
You know, you have a very, like, you don't want. And now
I don't like cold lunches.
He doesn't. And I'm actually the same way.
I don't like cold food, period. Unless it's fruit. I need my stuff to be warm, hot.
The same way. I feel like.
Hold up. Let me tell y'all what she used to do. Angie used to fix these fabulous sandwiches for me for lunch.
I did.
And then she would fix me another sandwich when I came home. She made, what's that machine? The little iron thing?
It was like a little sandwich maker. Like sandwich maker. Press it together.
Oh my God, it was so good. So she was doing that and then doing a separate sandwich with like gourmet bread and everything for my lunch.
I was.
And then all of a sudden, she's going to try to switch it up to like cold ass ham and cheese.
But there was lettuce and white tomato.
Bread. I was like, what is this? Nobody want this crap. Like what? That's insane. You can't take me from what you was doing to this crap. I just buy something at lunch. I don't want this.
He had a lunchbox. I was putting soup in there though. Yeah. I was trying.
I couldn't wait. Because I love food. I look forward to eating. So if it's something lame or boring or a cold processed meat sandwich with some sliced cheese on there and white bread. Well, and an apple sitting on side. No.
Yes,
the birds are going to love this.
Well, this is the other thing that's frustrating. Marcus's portion size makes meal prepping very hard.
I'm not an easy person to cook for.
That's your job. I want to slap him with my open hand. Y'all don't even understand.
Got your mama's hand. Get it. Put that down, girl.
These field working hands.
Nah, I'm not an easy person to. I do like I said, the broccoli and celery.
It was like four
stalks of celery and like three massive heads of broccoli.
Literally, meal prepping one day for him is almost like
two
full days for me.
Yeah, it's mental. I probably got an eating disorder slightly, but we cross that bridge when we get to it. If they tell me I'm eating too much, they ain't told me that. They just said I'm eating bad.
Oh my goodness, we're gonna have to put
my bloodline.
We're gonna get that stuff that you can get at the grocery store or at CVS where you can shake it over top of your food so you can feel fuller.
Nah,
yeah, you ain't gonna even know.
And something else gonna be wrong with
Listen, you ain't gonna know. You ain't gonna know that it's on your food.
No, I'm gonna know as soon as I'm full after that little. Kale salad.
Angel, did you put it in there? You fool?
Piece of salmon that you put in there.
Are you fool? Yeah, so that's what he's doing. I am.
Actually, celery fixes it. Celery makes you feel full.
I didn't know that. I know apples do. I know apples do too. So if any of you all know, like, somebody or some, like, blog that we should follow that really gives help for meal prepping, especially for someone who has a big appetite.
Don't send me no vegan and vegetarian stuff.
Let us know.
Because I'm pulled back on meat. Right now, fish and chicken is getting it.
let us know in the comments.
Fish and chicken up. On steak, I will see you sometime this summer. But right now,
let us know in the comments below if there's a place that or person that we should look into to do our meal prepping. And I am really going to start filming these sketches and these ideas I have and just throwing them out there. I'll be putting them on Instagram as well as YouTube, or maybe it'll just be Instagram and Facebook, but I will be putting them out there because I just feel like I need to be in. Like I said, I'm really going to start using my words to bind up this negative stuff that's been happening in my life as far as in my career and quit accepting it as just the will of the Lord. Because I don't think it's that. Like, I don't. Like, I...
Nah.
I don't feel...
I mean, it's hard to continue to think and speak positive when stuff like it happens.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, we be feeling guilty after we see everything that we have. Like,
yeah,
the amount of money that we pull in annually is
It don't really make sense. Yeah. And this is not like the we're bragging.
We
got, like,
no, we're not bragging. But it's like everything that we have, but this negative stuff, when it hits like a... Because the stuff that the negative stuff that's hit you lately with your career,
mm-hmm.
it's like that's your career, that's your dream,
right?
So for something to go wrong in that, and that's the only reason you do have the stuff you do, and it's just like, really,
yeah.
And it's sometimes it's, you know, it's hard to see your other blessings that you have,
right? Right. You know, this is one of the only careers that I can think of that you can do your job, do it well. And if it and it has nothing to do with cutbacks, because I know people get let go because of cutbacks. But this is the only career I know that you can do your job and do it well and still be fired.
Yeah.
Like most jobs, if you are performing to level or above level, you get to keep your job. You get a promotion. You don't get let go and replaced. But in my career, it happens. And it, for some reason, keeps happening to me. So yeah. I'm going to bind that up. I am.
But it's like that's our focus point.
At that time,
that's our focus point. Like when in her career,
because
her career is the only reason we were out here to begin with.
Yeah, like I would not be in California if it weren't for that.
Yeah, when something goes wrong with that main focus point, it's just like, what? You know, it's almost like getting mad because like I told her, getting mad because you got to put gas in you know, gas is expensive.
Right.
But you got a car that you putting gas in.
Right. Yeah.
So why
exactly.
are you mad? You know, it's like
Yeah.
So, yeah, we need to fix that. But, you know, we both very grateful.
Yes, we try to be very grateful because we are living. We have each other. We have a good marriage, which not everybody has. Like, I can really say our marriage is healthy and good. We got healthy children, which, I mean, that is more than a notion of a blessing, because I do have friends whose kids have all types of ailments and disabilities, and I know they're grateful to have those kids, but I know that is a, you know, trial
that's
for them.
That's like heart-wrenching for me to hear about people with kids that are going through stuff like that, or
and
I don't even want to talk.
And I'm glad that Marcus appreciates his health now enough, being that things have tripped him up here, that he's not going to, you know, some people, they get bad like health things and they just continue to do the same crap. And you just
like I said, I thought I was 20 out there trying to run and I felt 20 and I've been feeling 20 for a long time. But right now,
at that moment
when it happened, I didn't feel 20 at all. Sitting here, I feel 20 again because I ain't in no pain currently. But I want to continue. I want to always feel like young and vibrant. And I know the only way to do that is to get back healthy again. So I got to look into some physical therapy, because I'm, other than heating and icing, because I got to admit I'm not doing it, but I have tried to stretch.
Yeah.
I'm starting to get other ailments
and
compensating and stuff. And that's like starting to hit me mentally, because it's definitely getting to me at this point.
Yeah. I bet.
This has been, like I said, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, and it's like, okay.
Yeah.
I should be better. You know, they usually say 6 weeks, you'll be back 6 weeks. You know, if I was in the NFL, I'd be healed and fine by now.
But, you know, they said 6 weeks. Luckily, it's only been three. So maybe in 6 weeks, you'll be healed back total.
Patience, young grasshopper.
Patience. Yeah, it's hard not to have control over your body anymore. Like with me and this alopecia and my hair falling out.
Yeah.
Oh, like I have ups and downs.
What do you do about that?
So I've come to a real resolve that if one day I'm completely bald, that's all right.
But you could rock that, though.
I got a cute face, praise God. I'm going to make sure I lose the rest of this
weight. And luckily, your head is big enough to where it will look right.
I didn't realize a big head made it look right.
No. I've seen bald head chicks with really small heads, and you need something to fill that in back there. It's like,
Well, if the Lord so chooses, which I pray he does, then my hair grows back. Come on in, Jesus. I'll be ready for it. But real quick before we close this, I'm just going to touch on this briefly, because it's been so long since that last podcast. It was so funny to me, and I knew it was going to get a mixed reaction, because our last podcast, we let you all see a real Marcus and Angel argument.
Oh, that one. I'm like, yes. What are you talking? What was the last podcast? Oh, yeah, that one.
That one.
I purposely didn't even look at any of the comments because I was like, I ain't trying to hear nobody talking. Oh, my God, Marcus, you had this, you had that. Relax, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, shut up.
He gets, so this is the thing.
Because I get mad when I can't clap back and Angel won't let me clap back.
Yes, because he hasn't developed that, maybe once he's been in this long enough, or it just might be his personality for the rest of his life. I, because I've been in the industry of entertainment and know that people, by me being
I know there's trollers out there.
And it's not just trollers. Yeah, I know, people but I know it's
like,
opinions.
Yeah, like our family. Yeah, they have honest opinions. I'm just like, you know, if
it's hard for him to allow people to have opinions on his personal life.
Yeah, it is.
And for me, I, because I've, people have had open opinions about my career, like, you know, because that's what you out here auditioning, people are there judging you all the time. It's easy for me to transfer it over and let it go very easily. So even if I disagree with comments, like somebody really felt like we needed to go to a professional counselor.
And I'm like, are you married? Are you in a relationship?
And they might be, and that might be their marriage, but I was just married. Like, I was just
anybody
like,
anybody married
wow.
would look at us like, oh, I
well,
get
you
it.
You know what I could see is people who have similar marriages to ours, they found our argument comical.
Yeah, because it's funny.
That's my assumption. Yeah. It's just like, to see other people act like you do, I just feel like having arguments that are uncomfortable for other people are something that can happen. It's not, you
that's
know
something
what I'm saying?
I love being around when other couples are arguing.
And it's the one of them uncomfortable arguments where you probably shouldn't be in the room, but you just not gonna leave.
Because we've been that couple
oh, several
watching,
times.
Like, oh, I love y'all, it. This is happening right now? I'm like, that's real family where you can have that type of argument in front of somebody.
Yes, and you know what? The reason why I love it is because I feel like that's when you're seeing the person be transparent.
Yeah, and it is never nothing serious.
Yeah.
It was like, we had a couple, they were arguing over, what? I think it was like, they were arguing over,
if I knew which couple you were talking about,
Bree and E.
I see. I remember one argument. I don't remember what your argument is that you remember both of us being a part of.
It was the smallest like little thing, but it was like, yeah, that's what couples be arguing about.
Yeah, I was like that's love.
What was we arguing about?
This last time, it was about your pickiness and my forgetfulness.
That could be anything. Yeah.
It was, you know.
But yeah, couples be arguing like Kevin Hart said. A sip of juice can ruin the day. But I asked me for my sip of juice.
Yeah.
But
so
yeah, but I'm like, I'm me, she's her, and you. We've been at this 12 years, and we going strong.
Yeah. I mean, this is not to say that maybe one day we will need professional counseling, but like watching that, I was just like, yep, that's our argument right there. Mm-hmm. So for me, I didn't feel no type of way of posting it because I really, you know, that's the one thing that I feel like is important in the world of YouTube is that if you keep only painting a pretty picture, when crap hits the fan, that's when people are like, where did that come from? Because people start to put you on a pedestal thinking that these things would never happen. Yeah. And not to bring up my friend's personal business, but like with what's going on with Shay Butler and his family. While I would never wish that he would ever, you know, do something that would break up his family or tear up his family or, you know, any addiction or anything like that, I wasn't like completely and utterly shocked because I know he's human and I've gotten to see them in like kind of a lot of different colors. So I know that anything is possible. You know what I'm saying? From the good to the bad. You hope the bad don't happen. And for us, I feel like you got to see probably the nastiest our fights would ever get.
Yeah.
And some people would pray.
Because we not yellers. Like,
no.
I've never raised my voice at this chick.
Once. And I checked him. Yes, yeah, in Burlington Coat Factory. He yelled at me like I was some chick off the street. Yes, you don't remember that? So what?
Did I put my hands on you?
Listen, we still together.
But like, I come from a family of yellers. That's what we do. But I'm like,
yeah. That's the worst our argument would ever get. And not to say that we're cool with each other right after, but we always make it back to being cool with each other.
We could think back on it and laugh like, hey, you remember?
Yeah. Sometimes, you know, there's some arguments sometimes. Where he's like, let's not go back to there. Let's not go back. Nah, because it's not going to go well. Nah. So, you know, I hope that for any couple that's out there that, you know.
You need to argue. You need to relieve it.
Hopefully in a healthy way where you all aren't, you know, hitting below the belt. And luckily that's not.
That's us something we've never done.
Ever. This, you know, we don't have arguments like that
all
the time. We do have them, but it's not all the time. It's not frequent enough that it feels like, God dang it, I can't just have fun with you. So I'm glad you all got to know us a little better, family. And
there will be more.
Yeah, so I purposefully.
Like, I swear, if you park on my side of the driveway again, I'm going to let the air out of your tires.
Mm-hmm. You'll have to put the air back in.
I will. But no, it's going to inconvenience you for a few hours.
And
like,
it's going to inconvenience you, too. And I'm going to take my time. Yeah, yeah. I can call Uber.
Yeah, do it. I'm going to have your phone because you ain't going to be able to find it no way.
Don't worry. You leave your phones everywhere, so I'll charge to you.
I know my phone is somewhere right here.
Before we started,
I had the phone in my hand.
He was like, Angel, where I put my phone? I was like, Marcus. I had it because I just silenced
it and some settings was messed up because the babies had it. Mm-hmm. And I fixed that because it was an email thing. I'm like, I can't have that off. Uh-huh. And I thought I set it down and I scoot over. I was like,
where's my phone? I was like, if we don't start this deck,
my Samsung must have ate the iPhone.
Ridiculous. So, yeah.
But yeah, that's us. Yeah. So, yeah, like I said, I'm not going back to read any of them comments because.
So I read all of them. Because I would be like, but I purposefully. Stop it.
Mind your lonely ass business. That's what you can do. Yeah, I don't do well with it. I'm like, hey.
So I purposefully did not comment because I knew he wasn't going to comment, so I didn't think it was fair. Yeah,
I didn't even read to comment.
But just so you know.
Yeah, just so y'all know.
No, but just so you know.
What?
This argument, the people chose my side. Thank you. Because the last.
I know they would. I ain't worried about it.
No, the last argument, they chose yours.
Because you was dead wrong. I don't even remember what it was. What was the last one?
It was about the movies, going to the movies. And the fact that I asked asked you in front of Joanne and Lauren.
Oh, ignorant.
Yeah, but I won this one. I was like, that's right, lady.
I'm gonna win the next one.
But I love that there was.
Y'all better hope y'all get somebody that care.
No, they would just realize
that's why in particular I care.
No, they said a lot of people were like, men a lot of times are just particular about things.
It's like free spirit versus neat freak. That's what we are.
Kind of, sort of.
Like.
Kind of, sort of.
No, for real.
Nah, kind of sort of.
Yeah, you're a free. You're a bird in the sky.
No, I'm not a free spirit. Because if that was the case, you would have gotten that wish you wanted a long time ago.
We're working on it. It's gonna happen.
Yeah, I'm not that free.
Hit us up. Where's my email address?
No. All right, guys. So,
the whole auditions.
I hope you enjoyed this extra long podcast to make up for the 3 weeks we missed. And hopefully we'll be having our guests on soon.
Yeah, hopefully it explains tank top. You know what? I need to invest in a camera so I can do tank tops in the truck.
Yeah, I agree. Or just use my other camera.
I can't see where it's pointed. You can't spoil me with the G7X and then think I'm going to go back to a regular point and shoot.
You can.
Again, the sandwich thing all over again.
No, well, listen, if you get another camera, use your VHS recorder. You get another camera, you get the old G7X, so you're going to give me the Mach 2.
No, you're getting the same one. It should be cheaper now.
No, I mean, the Mach 2 is around the same price.
Yeah, the Mach 2 if I ain't have my birthday.
Listen. All right, guys, we love you all. We'll see you next Wednesday. Please subscribe to That Chick Angel TV as well as follow this on SoundCloud and iTunes. And I think you need to rate it. Yeah, rate it so that it pops up in the what's happening and what's new section.
And you can watch it on YouTube.
Yeah.
That Chick Angel TV.
And, you know, at Angel the Actress, That Chick Angel TV on all the social media stuff.
Y'all can catch me in traffic. Just blow you in the damn say, what's happening? Damn, I'm going to know exactly who you are.
All right, guys. That hurt me right there.
Yeah, I can see.
It did.
I'm laughing at you laughing. That's
All right, guys. We will talk to y'all later. Y'all be blessed.
Y'all have a good one.
Bye.